Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio in Washington. Sanctions on Venezuela's president. The United States has slapped financial sanctions on Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro after Sunday's election gave the South American country's ruling party almost unlimited powers, National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster.
Maduro is not just a bad leader, he is now a dictator.
All of Maduro's assets in the United States are frozen, and Americans are forbidden from doing any business with him. McMaster says the U.S. believes Sunday's election was a sham.
The United States stands with the people of Venezuela in the face of this oppression. We will work with our partners to hold accountable all those responsible for the escalating violence and ongoing human rights violations.
There could be more sanctions to follow that could target other senior Venezuelan officials, and the U.S. has also got its eye on the country's oil sector. U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday abruptly firing Anthony Scaramucci as his communications director, just over a week after the New York financier started work in the White House's key post. He quickly made national headlines with a vulgar, sexually suggestive rant to a correspondent for The New Yorker, which the magazine published last week. Here's White House Press Secretary Susan Sanders on why he's gone.
Look, the president certainly felt that Anthony's comments were inappropriate for a person in that position, and he didn't want to burden General Kelly also with that line of succession.
Scaramucci's firing coming just hours after General John Kelly assumed his new post as chief of staff. He was the head of Homeland Security. This is VOA News.